Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, and thank you so much to Kelly McCormick Sullivan, who is checking in with us to update us on the two greatest houses in all of planet Earth, the Rochester Ronald McDonald houses. How are you, hon?
I'm doing well. How are you? And thank you for such a lovely introduction.
Oh, anytime. Hey, how are things going there, Kelly? I know this is a different world for everyone, but when you're, you know, running two facilities that house parents of fragile children, that cannot be easy.
Exactly, especially when you're supporting parents that are doing that amidst a global pandemic.
Right.
So their stress is at a level that you just can't even wrap your head around. But we're doing all the same things that we always do, providing a safe and warm environment and working our best to take care of those families so they can take care of their kids.
Are they able to get in with their children right now?
So we're following all the visiting protocols at the hospitals, and they have limited the visitation policies at the hospital in order to try and minimize the spread. So we're in lockstep with our hospital partners. We actually have had to close the house within the hospital, so we are down to just Westmoreland now.
Oh, okay.
We converted that space so that the frontline healthcare workers have a place to sleep and take a break. So we're fortunate that we've got those great partnerships with the hospital, and we're really proud that we're able to help support those folks that are on the front line.
Kelly, Steve here. How are you maintaining social distancing at the house?
That's a great question. So we've got protocols in place so that if a family wants to come and use the kitchen, we ask them to schedule that in advance. But all of our meals right now we're providing in a to-go format, so they're already all prepackaged. No one's, you know, kind of serving themselves, if you will. They grab their meal, and then they go back to their room.
I would guarantee. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say not the best way of supporting folks, but at least they're able to get their food. And quite honestly, I think that the families are probably most comfortable in their rooms right now.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, as far as volunteers and food and donations, I'm sure this has affected that for the house?
Yes, absolutely. We unfortunately had to limit our volunteer program almost 2 weeks ago, again, in an effort to protect not only the families, but our staff and our volunteers. So that has certainly created a bit of an operational challenge. Our Make a Meal program, where we normally welcome in folks from the community to come in and make healthy, nutritious meals, had to be suspended. And so we've relied very heavily on online donations over the past 2 weeks, I would say, to help offset those increased expenses and to position us to be able to go out and buy some of the meals. We are very fortunate. Our McDonald's owner-operators have been providing meals. A lot of community members have stepped up and are dropping off catered meals. So it really reflects how strong this community is, but it is definitely taking its toll on nonprofits who are canceling fundraisers that don't have a lot of revenue coming in right now.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Kelly McCormick Sullivan is the CEO at the Ronald McDonald House. Are you discouraging folks dropping off food donations? Are you looking for monetary donations mainly here? Or if I have...
As much as we do appreciate those drop-offs, we actually are in a good spot right now in terms of supplies because so many people have dropped off. toilet paper and paper towels and all those things, we're really well stocked now. What we really need is financial contributions.
Okay. And it's easy to make an online donation. I'm on the Ronald McDonald House website, and there is a link to make an online donation. You can easily Google the Ronald McDonald House website. If you know, if you have a piece of paper, I'll give it to you right now. It's rmhcrochester.org for Ronald McDonald House, rmhcrochester.org.
Kelly, you know, if things get to this point, you could always auction off the toilet paper. There's a big run on that right now.
We've actually thought of that.
Oh, really?
We were well stocked on TP going into this. So.
Well, I was only kidding.
You have to get creative in these times.
You are absolutely right. Well,
but to be clear, we are not auctioning off the toilet paper. Okay. So everyone knows that's not happening.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it was a thought. Thank you, as always, for so much that you do for our community on a regular basis and under these incredibly extreme circumstances.
Well, thank you both.
You are more important than ever to those families right now, and keeping them on the, you know, just focused on their own kids and trying to keep the pandemic white noise out of their heads, because that's a difficult thing to do. So thank you very much.
And hopefully you'll be able
to open
the house in the hospital pretty soon, get that one back up and running as well.
Absolutely. Right.
And you stay safe. You stay safe. We need you, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys as well.
You take care, hon. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.